Awesome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, ladies and gentlemen around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I want to say happy summer to everybody. It has begun. I hope you're having a good time and got a pool somewhere to stay cool. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least, you know, put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. Unless if we don't have a lot of callers, and we'll, you know, spend a little time with you. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Now, you know Miss Nina is our Reiki master. She's a teacher, a minister, and a photographer, and she's my Sunday morning person. I'm a Saturday night. I shoot from the hip. Nina's a little bit more PC than me, so I definitely love her and appreciate that of her. I've been a psychic for about 40 years. I do tarot readings, angel readings, past life readings even, and I also connect the loved ones that have passed over. We have a page on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network, so you're more than welcome to go in there and let me and Nina know anything you want to talk about or if you want a reading. You can get readings on our website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to Psychic Readings, and it'll just plug you right in. All right, let me bring in my better half, Miss Nina. How are you doing this afternoon, young lady?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope everybody else is doing well as and are enjoying your day. Lennis, have you got some prayers or something for us today?
Well, instead of prayers, I thought what I'd do, Nina, is 8 morning affirmations that I have posted on my page, and I'm going to post it on yours, too. And because I know, you know, we need to learn to love ourselves more, and you know what I mean? Love and forgive and just enjoy ourselves, so they're affirmations for us, so I'll say those, you know, a little bit later. But did you want me to do them now? I do have birthdays and stuff, too.
I do as well. So,
well,
yeah, do you want to do announcements first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Sounds
okay,
good.
I have 3 very special young people in my life that I need to wish happy birthday to. Now, 2 of them are from last week. Last Thursday, my little Chasey, his name is Chase, but we call him Chasey because we love him so much. I used to look after him, and I'm still very close to the family and to him. He turned 7. Happy birthday, sweet boy. I love you very, very much. And on Friday, the 23rd, my great-grandson Keegan turned 4. You know great-grandma loves you. Happy birthday, Keegan. And today, my very, very sweet great-niece Rowan turned 2. Oh, Auntie loves you, baby. I can't wait to see you on Friday. Yeah, she's a little angel here on earth, for sure. Other than that, want to wish everybody in Canada a happy Canada Day on July 1st. So Friday is a holiday for us, and to all of you in the U.S., happy Independence Day, July 4th. That's on Monday.
So yes.
Because of that, Lennis and I are not going to be on the air next Sunday. We're going to take a week off to enjoy our families and celebrate our countries.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You sure are. Okay, well, now I'll say happy birthday to Jamila. It's one of my daughter's sorority sisters. Happy birthday to Art Davis, a close friend. Happy birthday to Miles Ramsey. And I also want to say happy Pride. Today in Seattle is our big Pride Festival. It started it began on Friday. But the big parade for 3 hours was today, so it just ended at 2 o'clock. So I just want to say happy Pride to all the LGBT, the gays, and also the transsexuals. I hope you guys have a wonderful time today in Seattle with all the celebrations and what's going on. And please be safe, look after each other, and, enjoy yourself. And also, as Nina said earlier, happy Canada Day and happy 4th of July to everybody. And please be safe. And parents, please be with your kids when they do. If they're under 16, and you should be out there anyway, but anyway, at least under 16, be with your children as they're doing fireworks, that they're safe and they're not blowing their hands or their eyes or whatever off. And have you a bucket of water out there so you don't start fires in your house or either the neighbors. So just have a happy 4th, you know. Just be safe and enjoy. Eat a lot, laugh a lot, and enjoy. Okay, now, instead of prayers, as I stated early, I told Nina I'm going to do affirmations. Now, these are 8 morning affirmations. You can find them on the Essence of Success Network page on Facebook. It'll also be on Nina's page, and it'll also be on our website. So either way, you can print this up and say this, say them every day. Okay, so the 8 affirmations for the morning. I am feeling healthy and strong today. I have all that I need to make this a great day of my life. I have all the information I need to solve any challenges that come up today. I have the knowledge to make smart decisions for myself today. I make the right choices all day using my inner wisdom. I am happy and content with my life. I am patient and calm and greet the day with ease. And the last one, I am filled with gratitude for another day on this earth. Thank you. I am, so be it, so it is. Okay. All right. Are we ready now, Miss Nina?
So I just have a couple more reminders. The new moon is July 4th. So just be prepared, everybody, for that. And the full moon is on the 19th. But be prepared for the new moon. It's usually a little bit rougher than the full moon now. So just so you're aware, the people may be acting a little quirky. And also, let's both experienced what we think is probably a shift in energy. So with this shift in energy, this new moon may be a little bit stronger than normal.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yeah, definitely a shift change is coming about. Okay, well, I think we're ready to begin. Is Holly coming in today? I just want to ask.
Yes, Holly is in the chat room.
Oh, well, good afternoon, Holly. Thank you for joining the show. I don't know. Tiffany might be gone on her vacation, though, now, huh?
No, she's back.
Oh, she's back already. Oh, I sure want to hear that story. Okay, well, Miss Nina, are we ready?
We are.
Okay. And again, thank you, everybody, for joining us around the world in the chat room and on the phone. We do love you and appreciate it. Okay, our first caller is area code 571. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You're speaking with Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. And what can we answer for you today, young lady? Am I saying your name right? Is Vicki? Is that correct?
Vicki, yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay, so what can we answer for you, young lady?
Well, I am looking for work. I had 4 interviews last week. 4. So I'm checking in to see what type of energy you guys are picking up in regard to an offer coming.
The number 3 is really flashing at me. Very positive energy surrounding that third interview.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Third interview, great energy. Okay.
Yeah, I see you going to work. I don't know which job, but I see you going to work shortly. Yeah, you're going
to
be working. I don't know which company, but Nina sees 3, but I see you working in less than 2 weeks' time. You'll be on a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, you're going to have a great summer because of that. Go ahead, Nina.
I agree. I think it's the job is going to stem from that third interview.
It's funny because the third interview, let me see, the third interview, that job is out of state, and the interview went well, and you are correct, the energy was great, but I'm a little bit hesitant to make that move, because actually when I saw the position, I thought it was more of a remote position. I didn't know that it was actually you have to go, you know, there to work. So that's, you know, my hesitation with that third one. But you're correct. It was actually very good energy.
Let me ask you something, Vicki. Do they have a company in the state where you're at? You know, like a branch or something? No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, that would have been super. But, no, they don't. I would have to relocate.
Okay, I got another question for you. I'm seeing water surrounding you. Is one of those positions you applied for near water?
I live near water. 2 of the other positions they're in, because I'm in Virginia, the other 2 positions, they're in, no, let's see. 2 position is in D.C., and, of course, there's water in D.C., and the other one is also here in Virginia.
D.C. is a great place. D.C. would be a great place.
It would be a great place. Actually, the first interview that I had, the connection, it's like, of course, in a contracting position, the energy was actually very superb with both of the people that interviewed me. But, of course, you know, they have to wait on the contract to da-da-da and all of that stuff. So, but that one, that, you know, either position in D.C., I've never worked in D.C., so either position in D.C. would be fabulous, really.
Well, I think that's where you're headed, young lady.
Yeah.
You see me going to D.C.?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Shortly. Just shortly.
Shortly. Okay. Shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I had 4 interviews in 1 week, and it was actually, these were the actual, you know, interviews, whether they're contracting position or not, it's with the actual company. It wasn't just like I was talking to recruiters, you know what I mean? There were actual interviews. So I'm like, something has to come to fruition from one of those. So.
Yes, it will. And, the angels are telling me, and I'm going to tell you because, you know, I shoot from the hip. Don't throw your nose up. Don't put your nose. Wait a minute. They're trying to tell me something about don't hold your nose up in the air or be flipping about something. They're just saying, like, be peaceful. Don't. You know what I'm seeing? It's like a British. You know how the British, they stand with their head up and the nose is in the air like they're better than everybody.
kind of turn
okay,
their
well,
nose
the angels
up
are tell-
to me.
Yeah, well, they're telling me that about you. No, don't put your nose up. Don't be flippant. Like, you know, yes, you may be better, more qualified or whatever, but just be you. Just be calm.
No,
don't,
I've
you know,
learned
don't
my
become
lesson. I kind of think I have an idea where that is coming from. One of the position, my past experience working with a similar company, and I kind of went in there because they said they were looking for new eyes, and I went in with great ideas, and, of course, there was a lot of pushback. So I've learned my lesson, like keeping my mouth closed unless someone asks. So I've learned my lesson with that one, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I got. You're going to be working just shortly. And remember,
okay,
Nina said three, DC, so, mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So three and UC, DC. So I will keep you ladies posted. Thank you so much.
Yes, please do. Call us back and let me and Nina know. But
I'm
going to tell you congratulations because I know you're going to be working. I already see it.
Well, thank
I just don't
you.
Know
I
what company, but
me.
I see you.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
oh, no, you are.
Well, thank
you.
You
are.
Thank
it's
you
time.
So much. I
and
know
the new moon is blessing you.
Okay,
oh, no, that's
so.
Okay. The new moon is blessing you, so that's why things are going to happen. It's time. It's time, Vicki.
Okay.
So, you
thank
know.
Thank you. Can
yes,
I
ma'am.
Sit on and listen to the show? Thank you, ma'am.
Well, you most
thank
certainly
you, ladies.
Can.
Thank you.
Thank you for
you.
Calling. Okay. We'll put you back. Okay, next caller is area code 360. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, ma'am. Who is this?
Oh, great. This is Sandra from Seattle.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a gorgeous day. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Just bright spirit, happy. I'm in such a high right now. You know, spiritual high. Just feel good. Feel good. What's
okay.
the song? I feel good all over. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have an issue with my anger, and before I would take that energy and funnel it into something and use all that energy and get something accomplished. Now I'm by myself, and my life's not great, but I'm working on what I think I need to be working on, but this anger pops up. And
now that's a Nina. Let me give that to Nina. That's one of hers because
okay.
she's a Reiki master. So Nina,
where is the anger stemming from?
I think it's family issues. I think it's basic. Both my parents were very angry people. And so I learned that type of behavior and attitude. And I thought I had dealt with it in my late 20s, mid 30s. And it wasn't until my children got out of the house and I didn't need to focus on everything other than, you know, now it's my turn. And then I started realizing I had all this misplaced anger. And so there's something I did not clear up in my past. That, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. I think I know what it is, but I'm not positive.
I'm picking up that it's your parents.
Okay. So I've gone through and, you know, being a parent myself, it's like, okay, they did the best they could with what the tools they had in the social environment.
That's all well and fine for us to admit and to actually see and focus on. But I think you need to just go back and talk to them about some of the issues that you had when you were younger. And just by talking, and I'm not telling you to accuse them by any means, because we are all human, we all make mistakes. But just sit down and talk to them and maybe find out why they did some of the things that they did.
Well, they're both past, and so what I do is I do talk to them. I do believe that they'd both come around. I believe my dad's actually, that they're both trying to help me, but my dad's, like, really changed. So much so that I didn't recognize his energy when he first came around.
Well, you know what? I would focus on talking to them and telling them how you felt with whatever the situation was. And
okay.
I'm almost positive that you are going to get the answers that you require, and you will find that energy will help you through this, and your negative feelings and all your anger are going to dissipate. But you need to sit down and even write them a letter. Like, write them a letter. They're going to be reading it, obviously. But write them this letter. Tell them everything in this letter. Put it down, point form, do it. And then when after you're done with that letter, feel the peace that you're going to feel. And then set that letter on fire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let all of these problems up, they're gone. They are no longer going to bother you, and you will feel the energy from your parents, and you will be totally at peace. And other than that, if you find that you have other issues that you're angry about, sit down and try and figure out why. And surround yourself in white light. If you can't picture the white light on your own, light a candle and picture the white light from the candle surrounding you. And that white light will give you the peace and security that you need.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
Sandra,
quite a order.
One thing is I'm feeling something about your stomach. When you stress, it goes to your tummy. So what I'm going to do is tell you to take your forefinger. What are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay, your left hand, take your forefinger, stick it in your navel, and take your middle finger and put that below. Don't let your thumb touch your stomach or the other two fingers. Hold that there. Meditate, say a prayer for a little bit. That will release some energy as well and balance your being. Because, you know, you're kind of out of whack right now, so... Yeah, it'll balance your being. What'd you say? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, you ain't by yourself, girlfriend. We all been there, you know, one way or another, maybe not exactly the same as you. But you know what? I want to tell you this. I thank you, Sandra, that you realize that you have this problem with anger and you're trying to address it. So I commend you for that. God bless you for that. Because some people never see their sales. So thank you. For that.
Well, thank you.
That is awesome. And Sandra, I'm picking up that you have a little bit of anger towards your children as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you need to sit down and talk to them. Get everything out open. In the long run, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I was angry, very angry with my daughter for her choices in life. They were her choices, and let me tell you, they weren't good choices. But because of the built-up anger, it actually put me into a tailspin, and I was sick, and I mean physically ill for a very long time because of it. Until I let go of her and her choices and moved on with my own life and the life with her children. So you need to sit down and talk to your children and get some peace of mind.
Okay. I totally agree with that. And I've been holding off on that because I don't want to say something that I'll either regret and or have to apologize for. And
begin your conversation with them with, okay, Mom's been upset lately, and I just want to get a few things off my chest. And what I'm going to talk to you about is being said out of love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
You know, from there, by you saying that, you're also putting love into you and into every thought that goes forward from then on. So what you say in love can never be harmful.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay, so just if you've got to make notes for yourself so that you can remember to say everything, then do it. But get everything out, because otherwise you're going to end up like me and end up so sick, it's not even funny.
Yeah, no, we don't want anybody spiritually sick. It's sick at any level, but definitely that level.
So please do a little bit of homework and then give us a call back and let us know how things went.
Please.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Please.
Is there like an angel or somebody I can bring into the mix when I do sit down with the children?
You have angels with you all the time.
You're right there.
Yeah, they're there.
You're asking for a specific one.
Right, something like an angel that works with anger or resentment or, you know, whatever real issue I have.
The angels that are guarding you will help you through all of this.
Okay.
They will help you. They are the ones that know you the best. They will help
mm-hmm.
you through. Just call on them to be at your side to support you through all of this.
Okay.
You can talk to them. They're there. And there's at least three that I can see.
Yeah. Oh, please, shut up. I did too. I was just getting ready to tell her. I see three angels with her right now. We're on the same page, Nina. Okay, go ahead, Sandra. I'm sorry, but I did. I could see three standing right around her. Yep, right now.
Awesome.
Talk to them.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk to them, Sam. And you know, they will help you through whatever you need help with.
Amen.
Yeah, because I want to leave this plane of existence in the best spiritual awareness and functioning as possible, and right now I'm so stagnant. And it's me keeping me there. It's, you know, it's nobody else. I'm the one with the chains.
Well, then you do those things that I asked you to do, please. And you'll find those chains are broken, and you'll be moving towards that spiritual path even faster than you thought you could.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, I know you guys are busy and you're well loved and liked and needed, so I'll let you go. And believe me, I will do my homework.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank
Sandra.
You.
And call us back. Let us know how you're doing, okay? Please.
Okay, give me about 3 months and I'll put it on the thing. I have one child out of the country, so it's not going to be overnight that this happens. But it will happen before the end of the summer.
But
okay.
That's okay. You can leave the children off for now, but do what you need to do with your parents too, please.
Yeah. And they're more than willing to work with me.
So there you go.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to go dance in the sun.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sandra, for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young lady, and we'll be praying for you, okay? Oops. I got off over too quick. Next caller is, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, next caller is area code 856. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
So,
what can we answer for you?
Well, I'm calling about my career to see when you see me getting a new job and possibly making a move.
Getting a new job. Have you applied anywhere, or?
Yes, I have, and I have an interview coming up.
Laura, the angels are telling me right now you've got a strict attitude. What does that mean? Why are they telling
attitude?
Me that you have a strict attitude? Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll keep going. Maybe it'll reveal itself, but those are the two words they just told me. So you want, you're working now and you want to change to another job. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I just
you're looking for a better
contract,
position.
Yeah, my contract is ending on July 8th.
Okay. God, why do I see a lot of women around you? And their skirts are flaring and they're dancing.
I don't know.
And it's like a May Day. What is that? It's like a May Day. Is it May Day or May pole where there's a pole and there's a person in the center? And there's all these women, they're dancing around you. I mean, it's good. It's almost like a celebration. It's joyful. But you're in the center. But it's like a, I don't know what, it's not May Day or Maypole, something like that. I know in Washington, what is it? God, it starts with an L. I can't even think of the name where they have something like that. Leavenworth, that's it. So it's kind of a cultural thing. Leavenworth, that's it. Okay. I'm just telling you, they're talking to me and showing me, so I haven't forgot about your question, but I like to, you know, tell you these things as we go along.
Perfect.
Something you need to finish before you go to the next job. I'm seeing closure. However,
well,
did that contract
end? I have a project that I'm finishing up, but
okay. Well, they're telling me right now that when you finish up on this job that you're on now, make it a good closure. In other words,
well,
they may call you back. So just make it a good closure when you finish your project.
Yeah.
Let's see. Coming up. I see late July. I also see 1st of August and late August. There is one company that is going to call you back, not the company where you're at right now, but you've done a contract for them. I see them calling you back in the 20s in July, like the 21st or the 23rd, to see if you're available. And it looks like the pay was good, too, at the time. I think you enjoyed the position. I mean, not the position, the contract. It just it wasn't a permanent thing. So I'm going to tell you to look for that. Right now in the near future, I'm not seeing anything. Nope, I'm not seeing anything coming up in the near future, but the latter part of July, I do. Maybe that's what you'll be celebrating, that you finally get on with the company that you really wanted to get with. And this job is not going to be just contractual. It will be permanent. You will have that opportunity.
Well, a company contacted me that I used to work for, I used to do contract for. Somebody referred me to the hiring manager. The hiring manager actually called me on my cell phone, and we spoke for about 45 minutes. So tomorrow I have a couple phone screens with a couple people in the team. And then Friday, I'm supposed to go in for an in-person interview with the hiring manager. And she asked me, ultimately, what would be my start date if I could choose. And I said July 18th. So I would be able to wrap
everything.
Thank
you for the validation.
Yeah. So you think I'll do it then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
But do you see me moving up that way?
Laura, I'm actually drawing a brick wall with you. I'm not picking up anything. 27 came up, so I'm assuming that means July 27th. You will know more about a job then, but I do not see anything right now.
Okay.
Well, I did on my part, and that's okay. So the company that called you back, that's your job. That's it.
Okay.
Yep. That's it. But like I said, it's going to turn into permanent. It's not going to be just a contractual. You may start out as 6 months at a contract, but after that, you'll be on permanently. Because I see you almost like directing a department or something. Huh?
Okay. I just had a breakthrough. Sorry, they just told me, yes, that's your job. You will have that job. You are not starting the last week in July. Paperwork the first couple of days, but you'll be there full-time on the 27th.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and we wish you the very best, Laura. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm sorry.
Let us thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For that, because while you were talking, it was your voice that actually broke through, and the angels were able to deliver that. So thank you, Lennis.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Wonderful.
You know, my
thank
angels
you,
are amazing. You're most welcome, young lady. You have a wonderful, wonderful week, okay? And congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to tell you that
thank
now.
You.
All righty. Thank you for calling,
bye.
Laura.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next caller is area code 215. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. There you go. You're up.
Hey, Lennis and Nina. Talked to you in over a year. How are you girls doing?
Terrific.
Good. Good. What I want to tell you, this is Susan from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Hi, Susan.
Hi. When I talked to you the last time, you told me there was somebody coming into my life, which was over a year ago. Well, that person did come into my life. Okay, and I was wondering where it's going from here. Like you
so
get
you two
along
are together
really...
now, right?
Yes. Yes. I was just thinking if we were going to the next level.
You just made my day, Susan. I like the way you said that.
Oh, if you were in front of me, I would have just squeezed you to death today.
I love it. Thank you for the laugh. That was beautiful. Okay, what's
thank
the
you.
Young man's, just his first name, that's all.
Kasim.
Steve?
Kasim, K-A-S-I-M.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Wedding bells.
What'd she say?
You better send us an invitation, girl.
Wedding
she
bells.
Said, you know... when?
Yeah, Susan, wedding bells. I saw them.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Did.
In the near future or very near future?
The angels are telling me in the autumn.
Yeah.
The leaves are showing me the leaves are so pretty, and it's in the autumn of the year. So I'd say September, October. I don't know. What are you seeing, Nina?
No, that's what I saw, too, was in the fall. Definitely.
Yeah. It was so pretty
now,
outside.
Now, like, he's, like, very, very shy. Like, I always got to start the conversation first, and then he'll agree with me. But, he's not going to be shy to pop the question, or are we just going to be, like, running around the ship or what?
No. If he doesn't ask, you ask. You know, this is 2016 now. We don't have to wait on a man to ask us to marry. If it's somebody that a woman is very interested in, you can ask the man to marry you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a little, I don't know. I guess I'm from the old school. I don't know. You know, because there is an age difference between us, you know.
Susan, he's going to ask.
He's going to ask? Oh, I love you, ladies. I haven't talked to you in so long because I've been so busy.
Oh, that's okay. We understand. You know, we all live busy lives now, so that's okay. But I'm happy for you. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. Now, with the new moon coming in, because he's a workaholic, so he's never, ever, like, he's always tired because he is a workaholic.
Okay.
With the new moon coming in, like, do you see, like, energy perking up for him or me or?
I can see that you guys are doing fine. Both of you are driving in the same lane, so there's no fork in the road, no left or right. You're straight ahead. So I just see good things. and I see this wedding. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this about the wedding. Because I saw outside it was so pretty, you might be having the ceremony outside. It's just beautiful. I don't know, but that's what I'm seeing. But, yeah.
Okay, now his brother-in-law is a minister.
I'm sorry?
Well, his brother is a minister.
Oh.
So I know we were at church the last time. Like, he was asking him, when was he going to get married? Is he going to perform the ceremony?
Maybe. I'm not getting a definitive, so I'll just say maybe. Nina?
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting a definitive on it either. I know everybody's going to be very happy for you.
Yep.
That I'm
yeah, because everybody loves them.
Yeah, no, it's happy, happy, joy. Everybody is really happy about this news. Everybody will be very supportive, and you will have a very nice wedding.
Send us pictures after work.
Oh, yes, I will. Now, can I just ask you one small question, because I have to go camping, and I have 4 puppies to sell, and I'm putting an ad in the paper tomorrow. Are they going to go fast before I go on vacation on the 4th?
Yep.
Oh, good. Thank God, because they've been driving me loony toony. I was getting ready to ship them to you.
No, they'll be done. Yep.
They're little baby. They're baby Pomeranians. They're only 1 pound, 6 ounces.
Stick one to me.
Yeah, they're so tiny. You could stick them in your pocket. They're so cute. So if anybody's listening online, I have Pomeranians. Just get in touch with Lenis and Nina. They'll let you know how to get in touch with me.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that works. I'll write your number down right now. So if anybody does try to contact us, we'll call you. I'm not giving out your phone number, but we'll call
you.
Yes,
I know.
And then, yeah, okay.
Okay, and Lenis, right, another thing. But one thing I have to say to you, last year when I talked to you, you used to have like a like so many callers, they got a free reading from you. Do you still do that?
We did it
for May. Go ahead,
yeah.
Nina.
We do it every
yeah,
once
we did
in
it
a while.
For the, yeah.
Yeah.
We might start it back
yeah.
in September.
Yeah, that was
you know,
good.
Yeah, we might start it back in September. But we did it for May because it was Mother's Day, so it was me and Nina's way of giving back to all the mothers,
awesome.
You know, if you call.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Nice
great.
Caller. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So look for
right,
it. That's something
girl.
We'll talk about.
Thank
yeah.
you
for asking
all right,
about thank you that.
Very much. Okay, you have a beautiful holiday.
Oh, you too one. Have a happy 4th, and congratulations.
Why, thank you very much, ladies. You have a nice
okay.
night. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller, I'll just bring you on, 011, you're out of the country. So you're on the line with Nina and Lenis. Who's this?
Well, hello, ladies, is it me?
Yes.
Yep.
Hello, this is Helen, and I've called you before, and I'm sort of updating. And thank you for that morning affirmation. It's morning here, and I tuned in right when you were saying it. It was beautiful. I'm going to remember that and keep doing it.
Where are you calling from?
Thank
Helen, where are you
Helen?
Calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from New Zealand. I am your New Zealand fan.
Helen! Oh, my God.
Hi!
Okay. Well, I tried to call you after you moved in the number. Never mind. I got your number now. I'll call you later. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. Please do.
Nina, this is one of my ladies. That's just she's very good too. She's very good too as a psychic. But anyway, go ahead, Helen. I'm sorry.
Well,
I want
to
give away
that. I want an update from you, and we'll do that. I'll make sure you can get a hold of me. Well, first of all, update. You have you helped shepherd me through a big move, both of you, 2 times within about. It's been 9 months, and you helped me. Sort of get the energy together to actually know about making this whole thing work, and then actually our house sale. It didn't go as smoothly as it seemed in the phone call. However, you were pretty right on the dates. It did pop up quickly, and it just eased my heart. It helped. So thank you.
Good.
That's my update. Yeah. And Now I'm looking
Go
forward.
Ahead.
Yeah, and so I am scheduled at this point to do a workshop with school kids in coming up in August. What I'm going to ask you is, first of all, I'm a little nervous about it. So am I going to be okay, do it all right? And also, how is this going to go? Is this going to be, you know, just sort of something I do a little bit here and there, or is this something that's going to blossom? What do you see? I just want to get your impressions.
It's going to blossom. You're going to make an impression with these children and parents. So it'll go a lot further than what you think. You're walking through a door that's about to open wide for you, Helen. In a good way. You're good with the children, so yeah. But because of your work or what you're doing with the children, the parents are also noticing this, so I see you doing this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You just stepped through a door of abundance.
It's a poetry workshop, and the abundance for me is I want these kids writing. I mean,
yes.
I'm making a little money at it, but that's not why I'm doing it.
Yes. It will go far. You will do great. You'll do good at it. You're teaching kids something different, but also the parents can see it's making a difference. For the reason that they're writing the poetry, the children are able to express things within them in a poetry manner, right?
Yeah,
so this is what I'm saying, you'll go far
too.
With it, because it's not just about the poetry. It's giving them a chance to express how they feel about certain things in life, whether they rhyme or not. So you as an adult can, you know, guide them. No, yeah, you know, you guide them. But the parents see this. They also see a change in some of those children. And they just, you know, there's three kids I see that's just going to take it like, whew, and gone with it. And you know that these children later in life will probably be writers or poetry, you know. But, yeah, there's three kids that will just take it like fire.
You just put a chill through my. I almost never feel this. I mean, I've had readings before. I just got a chill from my neck through my shoulders all the way down to my feet.
Well, I told you, you just walked through the door of abundance. Okay, so it's not so much money, abundance in your spirit sharing to other people. But other things will happen. I mean, money too, but. It's the abundance of your spirit of giving. So when you walk through that spiritual door, the angel said, okay, we're going to have about 10 kids for ya. You know, and some more children. So this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning for you. So, yeah, you're going to go further than this.
And the thing is, your fears are just, oh, am I going to make a fool of myself? It's at my husband's school. So I'm like, oh, am I going to embarrass him?
No.
You know,
no.
You've got to wrestle those fears to stand up and do it. It's not like I'm a natural person in front of a bunch. You know, it's going to be 60 kids the first time. So
go ahead,
kids,
Nina.
They're kids. You're bigger than they are.
Well, I'm just
the
afraid
little
of being foolish, you know. Yeah.
No, you will do a great job. Just you need to settle down and realize that you do know what you're doing, and these children are going to benefit from it. I do see you helping. It's a young boy that is having some trouble
from this
class. So yeah, you are going to be helping.
I didn't even consider that aspect. That actually. You know, they'll take it seriously enough or it'll influence somebody enough it'll actually really help somebody. I mean, I poetry is so often disdained, you know. I'm so used to that. I think that's what I got to fight, too, in myself.
It is but you will have, I'm seeing at least 12 children that are really going to love this. And I mean really love this. And one of those is a young boy, and he is very troubled right now. And you are
She's
going
got
to
two
help
girls
them.
Too, Nina. It's also two girls with that boy that are trouble as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you are going to help this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think this will go to other schools probably besides just this time and.
Well, yes, you're making an impression. on these children. You're giving them a chance to voice how they feel. So, yes, and the parents will see that. So that's what I'm telling you. You just stepped over, like, what do they say, Twilight Zone, but you just stepped into the door of abundance. So, yes, it's not just the school. The word is going to get around how good you are at teaching these children. You know, it's like what you're doing is almost like the kids have after school activity, that they look forward to this. You know, is Miss Helen coming? Because I wrote 4 or 5 poems, you know. But also, like Nina saying, when you help, because as you read their work, you'll know which children are being challenged and what kids are like, I'm okay, you know. And that's what that's what she's saying, that you're going to help. Because as you read this, you'll be like, whoa. You were looking at it one way of teaching poetry, but it's deeper than that.
Okay. Listen, first of all, thank you. And I do have a message that I would like to give to the audience.
Okay.
And it's a simple one. It's for you too as well, and I'll keep it quick. I do think, and I see that a lot of people have good things coming up. There's not like some giant break is going to happen or anything, but people need to be a little aware around from October 1st into the American election. Just be aware if you're prepping or anything. Have your house in order as much as you can. There probably is going to be, the kinds of glitches that we see in the normal financial markets that happen every 7-8 years. A lot of times, if you remember 2008 election, there's probably going to be some kind of a twitch then. And everyday people are going to go on and go to work and do their thing. It's not like the world's coming to an end. But, you know, it can affect some people. So if you need to stock up on a little extra food and pay your debt, go ahead and do it, because that's a time that can be very nervous in the world right then, October 1st this year through the American election. So.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Helen. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, ladies. And I'll make sure, Linus, you can get in touch.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
And thank
I
you.
Sure will.
Thank you, Miss Nina.
Thank you for calling and validation.
Day.
And congratulations on your new job. Yes.
Wow.
All
right. I'm ready to move forward, but that chill that you all gave me, I'm going to remember that. This is bigger. Thank you. That's blessings to you both.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful week. All right. Okay, next caller, area code 619. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi there. Donna from San Diego.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. Doing pretty good. You know, that the last caller kind of got me thinking about, like, my question. I guess it would be, I'm trying to find my door of abundance. And I just wonder if maybe you could shed some light on that for me. That would be helpful.
Okay, now abundance, I'm going to tell you right now, spiritually, mentally, and physically. It's not necessarily about money.
No, I know that, yes.
Okay. So,
okay, well, I mean, it would be nice to know which direction as far as career-wise. I suppose now that you put it that way, maybe that's what I need to, like, direct it in
Okay, Donna, I'm getting a headache on my left eye. Are you working right now?
I was out in the sun. I just walked out. I just walked back in the house, so.
Okay, but, I mean, do you have a job that you're – yeah, just went away. Be careful out there. Are you working at a position right now?
Yes, I am. I'm a caretaker.
Oh, okay. Well, you're good at it. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just feel like that I just, it's not fulfilling, I guess, is what it is. I don't know.
What do you want? You want more clients, or do you want to
do more money? More money. Well, I know it's not all about the money, but more people. Probably just more interaction, because I'm just like in the home all day. So I guess I just trying to find my calling. I mean, I've been told that I have some gifts, but I guess I just need to go and hone them.
Well, I feel that you're a very compassionate and loving woman. I'm picking that up from you. So, you know how many people need your services? Oh, my God. But anyway, I would suggest that I'm seeing the state. Go back to the state and see if there's clients that need your services. Okay, and also I see if you wanted to work. Now, this isn't, I see nursing home, but they're telling me it's like nursing slash restorative care type of place, that they also, that there's people like that too. You know, they may be somewhat mobile, but they still need you to come in, maybe cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or, or check their mail or make their checks out for them for bills or what have you. And then you also have the people that, I'm not going to say bedridden, but, you know, in a wheelchair.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
And they need your help. So, but I see that you're good at it. All you have to do is just apply, and you'll get more clients. And I also see, let me tell you this, I see a young person in a wheelchair. God, this young person in a wheelchair is paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah, from the neck down. But you're helping him. I see this person using like a pencil or whatever on an iPad that's in front of him. That he can use, even though he can't use his, you know, he can use his mouth to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I see you helping him, so do apply. Do apply for some others. If nothing, you know, maybe two or three more during the week that you go and help and come back home, sure. And it'll help you financially. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, true.
But also it will make your spirit feel good.
True. Yeah, I believe, yeah. Well, thank you. So
we all learn from each other. Yeah, we all learn from each other.
Thank
We're mirrors.
Shedding the light. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but you're gonna do good. So just keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you have a lot of compassion.
You know what? I think I have too
heart.
Much compassion, and I think it's kind of being tricked by. I'm single, and I don't know.
I have a message for you from Holly. She's in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
And she said to go try working at either an animal shelter or a human shelter. They really need you.
Okay. That's just interesting. I'm big time animal. All right. Well, that's thank you for taking the time to tell me that. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling,
Donna.
It's
been very helpful. Yeah, you've kind of given me that boost of confidence that I guess I needed. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, young lady, and you have a wonderful week. Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. And we've got Nina, of course, moderator, and Holly is in there as well. So
also, Honeybee is in there as well, Lettuce. And our next caller is actually area code 646. The other caller, 360, we've already talked to.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And welcome, Honeybee. Thank you for being here with us. Okay, well, let's do this then. Area code 646, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. How are you this evening?
Doing terrific.
Okay, my name is Sheila, and I'm calling you.
Sheila?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sheila, could you put your mouth a little bit closer to the phone? You sound like you're way far away.
Able to hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Yeah, so my name is Sheila, and I'm calling from New York City. And I have a question for you. Currently, I am not working. However, I do have an interview set up next week with the agency in the city. Do you see the agency getting me temp work, or should I continue to look? Or continue to get my resume out to other places?
I had a headache for a minute on the left, but then it left. Are you cooking?
Yes, I am.
Well, you need to share.
I'm actually making stir-fried shrimp and stir-fried steak with stir-fried veggies.
Well, God bless you, Donna.
I wish I could send you through the phone.
Oh, no, I'm just teasing you. So you're looking for another job, right? You want to know what's coming up for you? Have you applied anywhere? or you just want to see what's going to be available?
Well, the thing is this. I sent my resume out to a few of the top agencies in the city. So, so far, things have been going a little bit slow, but I do have an interview set up for next week. So my question is, do you see this particular agency getting me temp assignments, or should I continue to get my resume out to other places?
I'm feeling a permanent job.
You are okay.
The temp agency, I'm getting a wavering, like you could or could not, but the angels are showing me more that you're going to get a permanent position than
that's
a temp.
Okay. Because, I have a plan set up. My plan is to temp while looking for a permanent job. So as I'm temping, I'll be getting my resume out to other places for permanent positions.
Okay. The angels are telling me right now, I understand what you just said. They said, no, I got a headache on the left-hand side every time you say temp. So it's a permanent position going, and I'm seeing in one of the boroughs.
Okay.
Why am I seeing the Bronx?
I currently live in the Bronx, so.
Oh. Okay, whoa. All right, well, I guess the job is not going to be too far from you from home. They're showing me now you could take a bus to this new position. But this position is permanent, so.
So should I get my resume out?
Temporary. Let me tell you, I get a headache every time you say temporary, but I think it's because the temporary. I'll put it like this. They might call you like Thursday, for a interview for a permanent job, but on Wednesday you get called out for temporary. So that means you have the next day to go to work, but it might not work that way for you. It would be better to wait and get the permanent one instead than to even work the temporary. But I understand what you're saying. You're trying to keep your money flowing, and I don't blame you there. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel I don't know, maybe it's that agency. Let me put it like that. Maybe it's just that agency is not the agency for you. Maybe that's why I'm getting a headache.
Okay, so maybe
another temporary agency will hire you, and the transition to the permanent job will be fine. It's going away.
Okay.
My head's going away, so that's not it. Go ahead, Nina.
Okay, so,
Nina, I have a message for you from Holly. She says you need to go home. Now, she's not sure if you're living at home right now or... But something is happening that requires your presence right now. She's not if home is where you're living right now or if it's your childhood home. But she says you need to deal with something right now.
Oh, okay. I think, as far as my parents, they are fine on the home front. I currently live on my own, but I have to get I'm looking for a new place, and I don't think I'll be moving until sometime in September.
Well, there's something is coming up, so just be prepared for it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, that's what I got. I mean, as far as the job. So, yeah, go to another temp agency. Don't go temp through them.
Okay, so I will. All right, that sounds good.
And a permanent position will come up. Angel said toward the end, somewhere in the teens to the 20s in July.
Okay.
Yeah. They're showing me like from 18 to the 18th to like the 27th. Anywhere within that time between the 18th. Yeah. You too, Nina?
Yeah, me too, and Holly as well. She said you're going... that you interview very well, and you are going to get a job really fast.
Oh, that sounds excellent. And tell Holly, you know what? I just picked up on what she may have sensed in my family's home life. I actually have two cousins that are currently sick. I know one had a surgery, and the other, I haven't heard from her, but I know she was dealing with a cancer issue, so I'm not too sure if that's what she picked up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably what she's picked
up. That's probably, yeah, because I actually sensed it myself a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so it could be one of the cousins.
Yeah, I think you need to get a hold of both of them. That's what I'm now picking up.
Okay. All right, I will.
Okay, Donna.
Okay,
well, thank
guys.
You for calling, and
so
you have a wonderful week. Huh? I'm sorry?
Okay, have a happy 4th of July, and I'll give you guys
a
call back at the end of July or the first week in August.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, awesome.
And enjoy
okay.
that dinner, young lady. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
Well, thank you.
Okay, guys. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is area code 8. Ooh.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
815 is our next caller.
Okay, 815, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Is this Tiffany? You better give us a 411. Everybody's waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
how'd it go?
Days before the trip, his roommate found out that we were traveling together because she saw the itinerary. So, of course, she put up a big fuss. She refused to take him to the airport. He almost didn't make the trip, but he did. So I'm kind of wondering what type of lie he fed her, but then again, I don't care because what was important was that we made that trip. So the trip started off kind of mediocre. He was friendly. We were glad to get out of town, glad to get some freedom. We had one little falling out about me being left behind while they went to the beach, but it turns out he was securing our spots with the crew of people so that we could all go together, but I didn't know that. So I caught an attitude like women do. The rest of the weekend was very pleasant, and I don't know if it was because his friends noticed how good we were together, but something finally clicked where he said, you know, now I get it. Now I see why me and you are still together after all of this time. And then he just started treating me like a princess the rest of the vacation. Anything I wanted, if I wasn't eating enough, he'd make sure I had more to eat and holding my hand to make sure I didn't walk off into the street when I had too much to drink, you know, stuff like that. So,
girl, you a hot mess.
Yeah, he knows it. So,
I'm glad he made a comment.
Yeah, he made a comment that he said, I need you to not be so sensitive. He said, I realize you're sensitive about a lot of things, and I've been doing really good at trying to keep up with your sensitivity. But sometimes when you get in your feelings, you overreact. I already know that. When I get an attitude, I'm going to have an attitude. I got to go through the attitude to get over it. With him, he can be a little insensitive. So he was like, well, I'm going to make a note that whenever I'm being too insensitive, you let me know and I'll fix it. And I said, do you have any idea how long relationships like that last? He was like, yeah, forever. So I don't know if that was him solidifying his friendship with me, but he's also invited me to conquer his bucket list while we conquer mine simultaneously. So mine is to see all 50 states. He's got some foreign countries he wants to see. So now he's making plans to merge our bucket list so that we can just travel. Is that just something he was saying, or is that something I can count on?
Well, I'll tell you, that's really neat. I have a girlfriend that lives in D.C. In fact, she's a retired FBI agent, and she did it. She did it. She went. It took her a few years, but she hit every state except Hawaii. That's the only one. She said that's her last one on her bucket list is Hawaii. So it's enjoyable. Yeah.
So
okay.
You think he'll be a dependable travel buddy to do these states with, or you think throughout my travels I'll meet new people to travel with, or will he be my designated buddy? Okay.
I'm going to say both. Go ahead,
yeah,
Nina.
Both.
I'm sorry. I was going to say both. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, both with him and also, you know, with your friends or by yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Tiffany, does any of the foreign travel go to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada?
Of course.
Right on. And you can also come out to Washington, too. Hello.
Absolutely, positively. I will keep you all posted. Do you see him progressing financially? Like right now, the only reason I can travel is because I know how to save. But I peeked over his shoulder when he did his little ATM thing on his phone to see his balance, and the man had $92. You can't go on vacation with $92.
Yes.
Hello.
Huh?
So you see his
He did, though, didn't he?
Yeah, and he took care of me, too. I don't know how he managed.
All right, then.
Yeah. He'll do a lot better once he gets out of his current living situation.
I thought the current living situation was the only thing keeping him from having negative $92 in his account.
So he'll do a lot better once
he's out of there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, his doors will start opening. Yep, they sure will.
Really?
They'll
I'm going to tell him that.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a lot of things that
in fact,
like
let me
do.
Tell you, when
go
you
ahead.
Tell him, he'll see a change in 24 hours that quick. That's
really?
Awesome. But he will, if he steps out today, tomorrow he's living across the street, he'll see a change 24 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. Okay, well, what about me? Anything for me?
Let's see. Well, we're just glad you had a good time and you're back home safely. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
That's exactly what I said, Lennis. I'm just glad she's back and that she had a good time.
Yep. That's good enough.
Other than going to that particular diner 1,100 times.
Oh, my gosh. I met one of Frank's friends who took me to that diner because he insisted that was the best place. I'm like, I'm never going to get enough of this place. So, yes, at one point during the vacation, a guy said, you know, is it okay if I take Tiffany out for lunch? And Frank said, sure, only because it's you and I trust you. Of course you could take her out for lunch. And sure enough, we ended up back at that damn Cuban restaurant. I'm like, really? How much roast chicken can one person eat? My God. I'm all plantained out. I don't want any more plantains. I swear I don't. But that was the popular spot on vacation, so I played along.
Yeah.
It always tastes better when it's free.
Oh, well, I'm just glad that you had a good time. Oh, I got another call coming in. I'm so glad that you had a good time. That makes us happy, too. You know, when you're happy, we're happy, right? You understand that, right?
Very, 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 very happy.
Okay.
And I thank you ladies for toughing it out with me.
Okay, well, we're just glad that you had a good time and you're back home safe and sound and, you know, you're on the show, so we're glad. We got our Tiffany back, so there you go.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
You're most welcome. Have a good one, girl. Okay, we got another call back. Let's take this one real quick. Helen, is this you again?
I just called in to listen because my computer is not letting me play your show, and I just enjoyed your energy so much. I wanted to call back and listen.
Oh, okay. No problem. That's fine. I'll put you on hold. That is fine. You're always welcome. Well, we're about down to the end. Miss Nina, what you think?
Anna wants to know what's going on for her this week.
Okay, let's see. Excuse me. What's going on this week?
Happy, happy, happy. That just came to me. Happy, happy, happy. So, Anna, something positive is really going to happen for you this week, and you are going to be extremely happy. Now, I don't know what it is for sure, but, yeah, happy, and dollar signs are flashing at me now. So there you go, Anna. Happy, happy. Lennis isn't going to tell you, but I'm going to.
Well, I saw Tuesday and Wednesday some good days, but, yeah, she is going to be really happy. She really is. It's like one of those about darn time. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, she is. It's a good week for her. Good week for you, Anna.
Polly wants to know if there's any messages for her.
Tell that girl to sit down and shut up. That's not Holly. I don't know who. Tell Holly I don't know who that is. You know. But the angels just told me, tell that girl to sit down and shut up. So whatever female that you may be dealing with, young or old, if they are, okay, now the angels are telling, oh, Jesus, Holly. Ouch. Ouch. Jesus, I got a hard, hard pain on the left side of my forehead.
Yep,
okay, angels. God, like somebody hit me with a hammer. Wait a minute. Okay, angels, tell me what's going on with Holly. She needs to make this female sit down and shut up because she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's talking out the side of her mouth, and she thinks she knows, but she doesn't. Holly does know she is correct, and this person needs to be patient and listen and have an understanding and not go off half-cock. Thank you, God. It's easing down now. That's somebody that makes you can really turn upset you, Holly. I don't know who it is, but I'm sorry?
Holly does know who it is, and she says, bang freaking on, Lennis.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Well, the angel said, you know what to do. So, you know, they kept saying, make her sit down, make that person sit down and shut up because they don't know. But, yeah, other than that, Holly, you're fine. I'm not seeing any, you know, other than that around you, any negativity. I'm seeing something like a donut, a rubber ducky, or something you would put in the water. Maybe you're going to take your grandchild or a little child swimming, or you're going to get a pool. And and the little child can play in the, you know, the little pool on the grass with the ducky. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but you're just tickle about it. It makes you laugh.
It's her
dog.
It
makes you laugh. It's cute.
It's her dog.
Oh,
her
okay.
Dog.
Okay, her well, dog. Yeah. She gets tickle. So if it's your dog, yeah, going to have fun. He likes playing in the little pool, just like the children, you know. So, okay. You've got a client, Holly, that's a little bit away from you. I don't know how you're going to work this out, but let me tell you, they're showing me 50 miles from you. But this client will pay you big money. The angels are showing me this, and this client, it'll be worth the drive for the money that they will pay you. And, in fact, it's double. Whatever they're paying you now, these people, this couple will double that because they love their dog so much. It's just like it's their child, and I understand that. You know, but, yeah. But they're 50 miles away because I don't think you usually go that far to do your work. But they will make it worth your while. Yep. You'll get double the asking price. So that's good. That's coming up in July, probably around the 12th or the 13th of July. So, yeah. I'd take somebody with you if I were you for the drive, just for company, you know, to go up and come back home. For some company, so. Okay, my head is starting to ease down now. The headache is starting to go away. Okay, all righty. Anything else?
What do you see for me?
Okay. Woo! I'm getting a headache again on the left side, but you squashed it. It started hurting, and you went. It's just like somebody slapped me upside my head, and it left. So, no nonsense. Nina, stop trying to be Saturday night. You know you're better than me. You good. You got a softer side than I do. Let's see. Oh. You know what, this week I see your family having a round table. The family in the house. You and Jim and the kids sit and you have a round table discussion. Like, this is the way this is how summer is going to go this year. This year, the summer is going to be like this. You're talking about expectations, going on trips or camping, stuff like that, appropriate behavior, and also the respect to always show respect, which you and Jim do put that forth. But, yeah, I see you this week having a round table. And afterwards, it's like, man, it's just like a whatchamacallit is lifted, like a burden. It's like just lifted. Everybody got to voice how they felt and their opinion and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it was all good. It was all good, Nina. It was like, you know, everybody walked away from the table with a smile on their face, like, okay, all right, okay, we do it. So that's good. That's what I see for you coming up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're most welcome. Okay, ladies, what do you see for my happy butt?
Happy, happy, happy. I see you walking up to a new building.
Ah, good. Well, you know I'm moving, so I will be out of here.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing yellow. I think that's on the outside of the building.
Hmm. Okay. All righty then. Well, hope so.
Water isn't very far away from wherever this building is. Water is fairly close. Like, you can see water from your new place.
Interesting that you say that.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
I was looking at a house, and it's not far from the water. And
yeah,
it's a lot of trees behind this house. A lot of trees,
yeah.
But it's, yeah.
It's yellow? Is it yellow or beige, Lennis?
Beige.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You know what? Since we got 5 minutes, Nina, if you don't mind, I want to do the affirmations again one more time.
Just one more thing, Lennis. You can talk them down on the rant.
I can. Oh, yeah. I love to negotiate. I think I missed my call, my calling. Okay, I'm a good negotiator.
Okay,
all right. Thank you. Ha ha.
Well,
okay, I'm going to do the affirmations one more time so everybody that's listening around the world in the chat room as well as on the line. Okay, just to reiterate, because they're all good. I am feeling healthy and strong today. Hello. I have all that I need to make this a great day of my life. I have all the information I need to solve any challenges that come up today. I have the knowledge to make smart decisions for myself today. I make the right choices all day using my inner wisdom. Hello. I am happy and content with my life. Yes, indeedy. I am patient and calm and greet the day with ease. And the last one, I am filled with gratitude for another day on this earth. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we can close her out. We don't have any more callers.
Yeah, we can do that. And just remember, everyone, we will not be on the air next Sunday. We will be back on the 10th because we want to enjoy our country's birthdays. So we will see you again on the 10th. Enjoy your family and friends. Watch out for your kids around the fireworks in both countries.
Amen.
Please. And, yeah, I'm going to have a good time because I actually get to see fireworks this year because I don't have to work the next day.
Right on. Oh, I love it. And I want to say thank you, Holly. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Anna, for joining the show. And I want to put a special thanks out there to Helen, my friend in New Zealand. It was so good to hear from her again, and I will be calling her here pretty soon this week. So I want to thank everybody around the world in the chat room, and I thank Nina. Boy, I tell you, y'all just don't know. Sometimes before the show, we have our little pre-show conversation and stuff, but there's times that Nina has to help me even just to bring up a call, so I really appreciate her. Plus, I appreciate Nina's PC, and sometimes I need that, y'all. I know I shoot from the hip, but sometimes it's not always the greatest. So I thank God for Nina that she can, not only me, but as we're assisting any of y'all in a good way. In a more fair way about doing things, so saying it. So I thank you for that, Miss Nina.
You're welcome, Lennis. I love you.
I love you too. Okay, well, we are out. Y'all have a good week. And
have
no one's told you that. Yes, go ahead.
Have a great week.
There you go. And if no one's told you they love you today, me and Nina do. Woohoo!